mean, even when it kind of people tell you, you know, why play this at this point in the music, or, you know, just, it's sort of an automatic.
Ready?
But
yep. We are back live from my mouth to your ears. It's another episode of Guests from the Stands. Ceiling is the roof, baby. It's your boy Aero91.
It's a Dominican Dundada Christian, mi gente, que lo que estamos aquí, estamos activos. Tenemos que hablar de una vaina que salió hoy en la noticia. Your boy Otani, he might really be the GOAT.
I think he is. First of all, I just want to put a disclaimer out there, put a message out there. Xfinity got to get this shit together with ESPN, man. I don't know what's going on, but this shit is terrible.
What they do?
I'm trying to watch the Bucks and the Celtics, and it's bad, brother. It is bad.
For real?
Yeah.
Well, you ain't missing much.
Yeah.
They just shooting the daylights right now, and Bobby Portis out here looking like Kareem.
Well, that's what's up. That's what's up. All
right. Yeah, bruh, this man just shoot the shit out of it. But anyways. Oh no, yeah, Otani might be the GOAT after them allegations, if they come out.
After them allegations. Hey, I ain't mad at him. Hold on. We got another correspondent with us.
Oh shit.
Live from PA, Texas.
Yo.
My boy Donnie Lucci.
Yo, back in the
building. Big Donnie.
What's up? What y'all laughing at?
Man, Otani possibly being the greatest of all time.
Oh yeah. This early,
first game of the season, we talking. He might have been with. I would like to see him and Jordan in Vegas.
We talking scandals.
We talking scandals. Might be the GOAT.
He might be.
All I'm saying is, if his interpreter took the fall, MLB better bring in Pete Rose back.
You know how I know Shohei Ohtani is a superstar? He's giving people details about his wife every week. Like, he's like, she has like, it's like 1 week, he's like, she has brown hair. Then like the next week, he's like giving people bullet points about who he's dating. I'm like, oh, this nigga.
I mean, he was a star in Anaheim, but it's Anaheim. Ain't shit out there. And they're not competing.
That's
now you're on the Dodgers with ownership led by Magic Johnson. That's a whole different story.
That's crazy. It's crazy. I was like, because I saw that 1 week, and then like the next week, I was like, wait. You can't just look up his wife on the internet? He was like, no.
First, I didn't even know she was a hooper like that, too.
Live from the world's most famous beach. Big Dale in the building. Ain't nothing.
We talking how we like to see Jordan and Otani in Vegas.
Jordan and Otani in Vegas?
Yeah.
Can Jordan make it out alive?
Hey, listen, I want to see a Vegas game between Jordan, Otani, and Bruno Mars. I need
Mike and Bruno at the craps table. Mike and Bruno at the craps table.
Listen, when you see that dust go up, it ain't like LeBron and Mike's dust. That's a different white powder that's coming up.
When you got the dust and the yak all on the table,
and live from the DMV, Coach Nard is building.
You know, another day, another dollar, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, no, we talking about we like to see Otani, Jordan, and Bruno Mars at the craps table in Vegas.
What happened with Bruno Mars?
Oh, you ain't know?
You don't know?
Boy. Hey. Era.
Bruno Mars in the MGM for $50 million, they say.
Allegedly. MGM said he wasn't in there for $50 million. He didn't own
him. Yeah, that was that was Sam Rothstein and Ginger standing by each other saying that shit. Okay.
Here's my thing. $50 million is outrageous. $15 million is understandable.
I can believe it.
50 is just it's 50. But then when I saw 50, my thing was because it was Bruno Mars, I was like, that's it. I was like, I'm gonna tell you why. Bruno Mars is the second. Usher might have just beat him out. Number one is Beyonce. Bruno Mars is the second greatest living entertainer we have. Like, to the point to where, fam, like, he went to Japan and they made a song about him going to Japan. Like, he's one of those people. Like, bro, so it's like, he can make that $50 million in a tour. Like, he can give them that money back in a tour.
$50 million the whole is crazy.
He's making $90 million.
Yeah, he's making $90 million a year.
I mean, but after you hit that in the head with taxes, that ain't gonna be money.
That what, 45? Okay, cool.
Are you still $5 million in the hole?
Yeah, you are, but I mean, what's $5 million to somebody that can go perform? That's two bar mitzvahs. He can go get that check back, and I'm not being funny saying it. I'm dead ass serious.
Like, bro, like
Drake said, he cleared $2 million at a bar mitzvah. I think Bruno Mars is clearing the same amount at a bar mitzvah.
Also, he's Hispanic and Filipino. Do you understand how many continents he occupies? He go to Brazil. It's
stop him when he wrong.
Technically, it's only one continent. There's a bunch of countries.
A bunch of you know how many like, bro,
hold on now, nah, wait a minute. If we're talking Filipino, that's Asia, and then
he said he's Asian and Filipino.
Also Latino.
Look.
He said Latino.
Yeah, he said Latino.
Oh, I hear
my Latin. He's Latin, he's Filipino. He was born in Hawaii.
So now we are talking multiple continents.
He was born in Hawaii, bro.
He's Puerto Rican and Filipino, right?
Bro, he can make $50 million a year off those three ethnicities alone. You don't even need white people and black people.
Puerto Rico loved their singing, so.
Hey, somebody on Twitter said, "I know." Someone on Twitter said, "I know that next Bruno Mars album about to hit like crazy." Yes.
Yeah, because here's the thing about the difference between Bruno and The Weeknd is the Coke they buy. Bruno buys the happy Coke. He buys the happy cocaine.
Bruno's in Colombia while
they're pressing the leaves. Okay. Yeah, he's straight in Medellin waiting on that shit at the Burger King.
Bro, there's like I don't know what Latin continent he's in, but there's like a performance of it on YouTube from like 2018. It is like millions of people outside.
Like millions. Yeah, no, that, I believe that shit. I mean,
he's gonna drop two Spanish albums to be straight. Watch.
He gonna pay that $50 million back. It's just reading the headline. Bruno Mars, MGM, $50 million. I'm like, bro, what?
They taking it out your check. What you talking about? Pay it back.
Yeah. He's on the perfect record label for like to owe $50 million to. He's on Atlantic, and the superpower of Atlantic Records is they maximize hit songs. So like, if you got a hit song. Atlantic Records will make that bitch number one for like 15 weeks. Another label will make that song like number two on the Hot 100. But Atlantic, if you give them a really good record, that shit is gonna be everywhere. This is why Cardi B is like trying so hard to make a second album, because that's the label she on. They do very well with big hit songs. They don't do well with albums. If you give them an album full of hits, you're good. You give them one hit and like some mediocre tracks, they don't know what to do with that shit.
Go ahead, Donnie.
I was saying, Bruno gonna make that money back if it's 50. I don't think it's 50.
But to circle back of what brought us here, Nard, Shohei Ohtani is in a bit of Bit of gambling debt, man. Nothing says you're the greatest player of your generation like having some gambling debt.
Interpreter. It's his interpreter.
Yeah.
Oh, so it wasn't him then.
Yeah. Wasn't me.
Interpreter got access to your account.
Yeah. It wasn't Shaggy either. Anywho.
I saw on Twitter someone said, what if Shohei Ohtani was speaking his native language saying that he's getting robbed? Then the interpreter was like, yeah, he loves the Angels. He loves y'all people.
That's crazy. Now that's funny. No.
Bro, I was dying when I saw that shit. A cry for help, he over here. Yeah, he love y'all.
That's hilarious. Bernardo, how you feeling, man?
You know, pretty high, chilling. You know,
okay.
It's been a good week. I shouldn't have started off with smoking weed because I'm a high school football coach. I guess I can still do that. Niggas drink alcohol. Weekly meetings and it's just different now, man. It's much different than coaching youth football. It's much more serious. It's much more detailed, which I like. It's just different getting back into that groove of really studying the game day in.
What's your assignment or specialty right now in the coaching staff?
D-line.
Oh shit, okay.
Yeah. So
that's all. That's all.
I'm assistant D-line coach on JV. I'm the head coach on both offense. Well, not head coach, but head position coach on offense and defense line.
Hey, that's fire.
Yeah, man, it's a great way to start. You know, my goal at the end of the day is to eventually get in the college ranks. You know what I'm saying? That's where I want to be with my career. So it's a great way to, you know what I'm saying, start out in high school up under DeLon Parrish, who's, you know what I'm saying, the Nick Saban of Maryland High School football. He's won 6 state championships here since 2012. So that's like half, you know what I'm saying? And that's not to count the ones, you know what I'm saying, that he's lost as well. So we're talking about, he's been in 9 state championships in the last 12 years. You know, so to be able to start coaching up under, start my career coaching up under him, you know what I'm saying? You couldn't ask for a better situation. So, you know, it's exciting. It's nerve-wracking at the same time because you know that there's a bunch of stuff that you don't know, but you're responsible for teaching. And you got to learn it quick, you know what I'm saying? So it takes a lot of study. It takes a lot of sacrifice from your family, you know what I'm saying, even early on. But it's worth it. You know what I'm saying? When it's something that you want, and that's where I'm at with it. So
that's what's up, man. That's what's up. Congratulations.
It's different. Being from Texas, I love the NFL. I love college football, but high school football, there is.
I know it's got to be different.
There's a different type of passion. There's a different type of love. There's a different type of, like, because where I'm from, that's all we have is my high school football team as far as sports. You know what I'm saying? So every Friday night during the fall,
it's a movie.
I know where everybody at. I know where everybody at.
Regardless,
now we didn't got to the point to where, like, people that graduated with my brother, they have children in high school now, and they playing for, like, it's like, yeah, mm-hmm. It's like.
Like, I've seen some high schools in Texas, like, their stadium school. That shit is crazy.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I say some of these stadiums are legit college stadiums.
Be like $70 million.
Trinity,
be like $70 million.
That shit is crazy. So no, I definitely feel you, and you know what I'm saying. This shit is not, you know what I'm saying. Football out here is not where it's at, you know what I'm saying, Texas wise, but it's still very deep out here. You know what I'm saying. It's still very, you know what I'm saying, a very, very, very loved sport. Very active sport in the DMV, you know what I'm saying? So it's great to do this. Man, let's get into it though, man.
Let's get into it. First of all, let's make a trip to football Valhalla, man. Valhalla being the place where you go, of course, if you're good in life and Greek mythology. And Wellnard,
it's Norse mythology.
And Wellnard, Aaron Donald, welcome to football Valhalla. It is indeed. It is over. 10 years, 8 All Pros, 9 Pro or 10 Pro Bowls, 3-time Defensive Player of the Year, 8 First Team All Pros, I should say, Super Bowl Championship. I mean, shit, to leave on top, literally multiple leave as the best.
Multiple Super Bowl appearances.
Multiple Super Bowl appearances. To leave as the greatest defensive lineman in the game on the top of his game. He didn't leave washed. He didn't leave with his body broken down. He left on top as he wanted. They still owe him his money. And, yeah, man, young, handsome, and can about to do whatever the hell he want to do in his next life. The man is one. It's over.
Pause on the handsome part, though.
Being a Rams fan.
You can acknowledge a man being handsome, brother.
Being a Rams fan my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Watching, you know what I'm saying, draft after draft,
mm-hmm.
where either we're not getting anything or we're getting guys that we're putting faith in and nothing happens, to getting a guy where we first drafted him. I'm like, man, we drafted a D-tackle first round. Yeah, he was good at Pitt, but it was like, man, we went D-tackle first round? And then it was immediate. It was immediate. You know what I'm saying? It was immediate as immediate gets. This is why he went first round. And it never slowed down. You know, a lot of guys, they start off hot. They might even have a hot first couple of years, or and then there's an injury, or they just Albert Haynes worth it, or whatever the fuck the case may be. But it's never sustained from beginning to end. And it wasn't the longest career we've ever, you know what I'm saying, ever heard of. You know what I'm saying? But 10 years to be the single best player at your position your entire career.
Mm-hmm.
That's just different. That's unheard of. And that's why he's the greatest defensive lineman, arguably the greatest defensive player to ever play the game. And the accolades stand behind it. The wins stand behind it. Yeah, we haven't had great seasons all the time. That's just, we haven't had great teams. We haven't had great coaching. When he's been around good teams and good coaching, what you saw the last half of his career. And like you said, bro, it's not like he was just on the team. He was just arguably our best player this year, and he retired.
Except for that 1 year that Cooper Kupp had a triple crown.
No, he was still better.
He was still the best player. Even that, he was still the best player.
Nah, I mean, arguably, you could say Cooper Kupp had a better year that year, arguably. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, he was still who he was. It wasn't like
– oh, absolutely.
And Cooper Kupp just had an amazing year that year. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Let's be very clear. The only reason he's not a 9-time All-Pro is because he was injured that year.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
the only reason is right. injury and attrition
that's
took him out.
They didn't make the Super Bowl that year.
That's the only reason they didn't make the Super Bowl that year. Absolutely right. He okay. Look, I not to cut you off, Nara. I mean, by all means. Let's be very clear. I don't give a fuck about the 10 years. You don't have to do something extremely tenured for you to be considered the greatest. It's what you do when you do it, at the impact that you do it, and you leave no stone unturned. What else do I have to prove? I'm an MVP. Well, defensive MVP, because you know damn sure they ain't never going to give no defensive player MVP again.
Unfortunately.
I'm a three-time. Yeah. Well, he was, and that's the crazy part. We've seen arguments of him and J.J. Watt should have been MVP. We've seen arguments that that should have happened.
Remember the Khalil Mack Aaron Donald debates?
Yes, and it was a debate. And Aaron said, no, it ain't.
It was a debate for 2.5 seasons.
It was.
And then he moved 2 prominent offensive linemen with 1 hand. And I was like, oh no.
No, it's over. And let me tell you, there's been no funnier reaction to Aaron Donald retiring than Kyler Murray, dog. He has been hilarious with this whole shit. Like, I don't think people really understand exactly how – like, people do understand. So let me not say I don't think people understand it. But to do something that dominant in a 10-year stretch and then just say I'm done, bro, you ain't got to go out there and play 15, 16 years of can't walk. No. For what? You were the best. And it's not you're fighting ghosts, dog. You are fighting the greatest of all time. he was never really in competition with his contemporaries. That was never the case. And that's how you know the greats from the non-greats. He was that, that conversation was never, I mean, it was for a second, but no. At this point, you're battling Reggie White, Strahan, even the way that they played LT, Sapp. So, like, I'm not battling nobody to play in the 2000 nothings. This is what I'm going against. And, I mean, bro, he's the greatest Ram of all time. You'd say so, right, Nart?
Absolutely.
He's the greatest Ram of all time. He has a case for the greatest player of his generation. Greatest defense player of his generation.
He changed the Rams' identity.
Yeah.
Like, before Aaron Donald, I did not pay attention to the Rams' right. defense. Ever. Right. Ever.
100%.
And that was because the greatest show on turf. Another thing, some dummy had, like, posted a picture of Aaron Donald's stats, his sack stats, and Cameron Jordan's sack stats, and they were like, Cameron Jordan is better. And I don't think people understand that Aaron Donald has 111 sacks as a defensive tackle. How difficult it is to get. Derrick Brown for the Panthers just broke the record. He's the first defensive tackle to get 100 tackles in a season. People don't understand how hard that is from that position. Also, yeah. Cameron Jordan was drafted 3 years before Aaron Donald, and he's an end. He's a defensive end. You know what I'm saying? He's an edge rusher. Like, it's like, bro, like
it's
bro,
way different. It's way different. Way less double teams. It's way different. Yeah. Give a sack from the interior. You have to be a dog. You have to be a dog to stop the run. You know what I'm saying? So getting a sack, bro, you got to be a dog, bro. You have to be a dog. You know what I'm saying? You got to be a dog.
Let me ask you this, Nart. What if you had to define him as he was the best at, and not just everything, but he was the best at blank. What was he the best at? Like, that you've never seen somebody like that?
Pass rushing interior lineman, bro. I've never seen an interior lineman with the pass rush that Aaron Donald does provides. Of course, he was a great run stopper, but alluding to what bro was just saying, the ability to rush the passer the way he did as consistently. How did we win that Super Bowl? The very last play of the game was what?
Him rushing the
ball. Everybody, like, it's crazy. Everybody knew what was going to happen on that fourth down play. Sean McVay in the films was like, Aaron Donald going to make a play.
You know what's going to happen.
And he did. And if he doesn't make that play, that's a touchdown.
Absolutely.
Joe Burrow throws it, like, Joe Burrow sends this motherfucker off. Like, the Bengals are Super Bowl champions.
When you're so good that it seems scripted, that's where I want to be. You know what I'm saying?
That's another thing.
Yes. It's fourth down, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know, and the greatest is going to make a play. That's how that shit's supposed to happen. And that's what he did. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I would say, bro. Better than anybody I've ever seen rushing a pass from the inside. I don't think we'll ever see anybody do it as well as we've seen Aaron Donald do it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It will be a long, long while.
Yeah, he's I mean, shit, and lightheartedly, but not lightheartedly at the same time, because I'm sure a lot of guys thought it. There's no play that exemplifies what Aaron Donald was as a player. Then he's rushing the pass. He got past the O-lineman, and you just hear Geno Smith say, "Oh my God!
Oh my
there's
God!
There's nothing.
Oh
God. There is nothing."
Oh, Jesus.
Woo. No, what they tweeted out when he announced his retirement was perfect. The header. Quarterbacks rejoice.
Yes.
What's harder than that?
Did y'all see the list of all the quarterbacks he sacked? Have you seen the list?
A big ass fucking list.
There's a list of all the quarterbacks that he sacked. I'm gonna see if I can pull it up.
I know he got Brady. I know he got Manning. I know he got everybody.
No, the most QB he sacked, I think, was Russ.
Yeah, Russ was
Russ. Kyler Murray.
No,
it was Russ. But he played against Russ longer.
He played against Russ way longer.
Russ had, I think he had 15 against Russ.
Yeah, because Russ is a running quarterback, so they always get sacked more.
Are there any defensive players like right now that people fear?
That people fear?
Like, Chris Jones is great. I don't know if people are scared of Chris Jones.
I don't think people are scared of Chris Jones.
Brock Purdy was scared of him on that one. It's just like Matt Ibike for the Ravens. Like, he's good, but I don't think that anybody really
There's any defensive player that feared right now.
Actually feared was probably Sue.
Yeah.
Sue was probably before, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a dickhead.
He had to be dirty in order to be feared in football.
No. So
yeah.
You're ready for physicality.
Now, if you go on, like, who's the most, you know, that people don't want to go up against, it's probably a few. But fear defensive players or D-lines?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen a few good D-tackles just in our – you know what I'm saying? Watching football as adults. You know what I'm saying? You can even throw, you know what I'm saying? Sheldon Rankins was good for a while. Fletcher Cox, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Retired this year as well.
Vince Wilfork did his job. Mm-hmm. You can name a few interior defensive
guys. Hey, look, I was looking up when I went to the hall. I remember Aaron Donald's jersey was there. It was the old navy and gold that y'all used to wear.
Fire.
And his jersey from his first defensive player of the year is in the hall in that display. I'm gonna send it to the group real quick. But it's funny. And I mean, shout out to Russ. You know what I'm saying? Russ is Hall of Fame bound. But don't make you getting a sack on me as the example in the fucking Hall of Fame, bro. They'll never forget that shit. Like bro, look at it. I don't want to be the quarterback that somebody else is getting a playoff of in the hall. He was that fucking great. Like, bro, you look at this display, it's like Aaron Donald's first DPOY, and it's just him getting ready to maul Russ. Like, but it's just me. It's just, you know.
Mark.
Yo.
Did he come into the league? Did Donald come into the league the same year as Trey Mason?
That's a good question.
I think that was the 2014.
So. No.
Yeah, that was the 2014.
Trey Mason was before him, bro. Because Trey Mason played with Cam. And
no, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. He that was saying it. Because Trey, no, that, no. Trey Mason played no, in that national championship.
Yeah, but that was 2013, though.
That was it was the 2014 draft. Yeah, that was the same draft.
Yeah, Aaron Donald draft 2014.
That's the same draft. Because Trey Mason played in that national championship that year for Auburn.
Yeah.
That's why I remember him in the national championship for Auburn. That was that.
Rest the beast of True Goy, by the way.
Yeah, recipes of True Goy.
Recipes of True Goy. Hold on.
It was a 2014 Mason got drafted.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so that was the same draft.
Mm-hmm.
And 2014, yeah, so they came into the same class. They came in the same class together.
The 2014 draft, the number one overall pick was Jadeveon Clowney.
Okay, now hold on. Now. To be fair, at that time, that's an amazing pick. Because we thought Jadeveon Clowney was going to have the career that Aaron Donald had. I mean, as good as he was in college, but he fucked up staying that extra year. That's what fucked him up. He should have did.
It's not bad, though. That's the problem.
No. But he's not number one overall pick.
No.
That's not. No.
He got a solid career, though. No, he made a lot of money.
Compared to who he was drafted.
If you were redrafted, obviously Aaron Donald was going number one.
Yeah, he's going number one with a bullet.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute. Let me just hold up. Because there's some niggas, it's some motherfuckers in here. Aaron Donald number one. Odell's in here. Zach Martin's in here.
It's a draft, bro. That's a draft.
This is a high Clinton Dix. Remember D4, Teddy Bridgewater. Derek Carr's in here.
That's a strike against it, having Derek Carr in
there. Derek Carr's in here. Devontae Adams, wait, hold up. Devontae Adams, if you read draft, might go number two.
Devontae Adams and Derek Carr was in the same draft?
Mm-hmm. Allen Robinson, Jarvis Landry. Trey Turner, great offensive line. Devontae Freeman, yeah, Telvin Smith, Jesus, Corey Lindsey. Yeah, I remember Charles Leno. Yeah, it's some good. It's a good draft. It's a good draft. It's top heavy, you know what I'm saying. Talent was in the first round. Oh, DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yeah.
Yeah, Aaron Donald goes number one. Devontae Adams goes number two. Zach Martin, three. Odell probably four. Odell was taken before Aaron Donald. The pick before. Taking the pick before. Kyle Fuller was taken after Aaron Donald. Ryan Shazier was two picks after Aaron Donald.
That nigga wouldn't even have gotten drafted.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Well, hold on now. I'm not being a homer. But Shazier was that dog. He just,
you
know. In a redraft, based on their careers, that nigga's not getting drafted.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
He's like a second, third round.
I think Shazier can get drafted just as long as his spine comes with an Apple care warranty.
Why? Why?
My bad. I'm sorry. The hardest working wide receiver in show business was drafted. Kelvin Benjamin.
Oh my God. Now he's getting Mr. Irrelevant.
Now, in all honesty, he did ball out with Jameis that year at the championship.
Man, his name is Cakes and Pies, man. We do not care about Kelvin Benjamin at all. He was a rookie out of shape.
That's crazy.
They had the nerve to talk bad about Cam. It's the names
in this motherfucking dream. Austin Seferian Jenkins, Marquise Lee, LaMarcus Joyner. Jordan Matthews.
It's some names in that fucking draft.
It's some names in this
draft. But obviously, Aaron Donald's the first Hall of Fame out of that draft. So
yeah, number one overall. He's number one overall.
Do y'all see any more? Well, Devontae Adams is Hall of Fame. Y'all see any more?
Zach Martin.
Oh shit! Yeah, Zach Martin was in it.
Zach Martin. Mike Evans. Mike Evans. Oh shit!
Holy shit! Yes, sir. Mike Fitzgerald. Okay.
Okay, so
some Hall of Famers in that draft.
The redraft would be Aaron. I'm gonna go Mike over Devontae. I don't know. I'll just go Mike over.
I would too.
The reason why is because Devontae had Aaron Rodgers for like 80% of his career.
Now Devontae still did get 1,500 last year.
Yes, he did. He did. So Aaron, Mike, Devontae, I go Zach Martin.
For some reason,
I go Khalil Mack at five. Khalil Mack is five.
Devontae Smith or Devontae Adams?
I don't know why. With it, bro.
Your disdain for Aaron Rodgers hit him for the first few years. I think so.
He's a Hall of Famer. If he retires, he's a Hall of Famer.
Devontae Adams?
Hold on. I gotta look.
He got 11,000 yards and 95 touchdowns.
Yeah, he's going to the
six pro and six Pro Bowls.
Yeah,
that's all. Right now, he's a Hall of Famer.
He only 31. You get
first a good ballot?
No, first
ballot? Hell no. He a receiver. You know how they do receivers.
No. No. Receiver. How many? He only a three-time. Well, three-time All-Pro. If he had 100 tutties, probably. Live from the other side of the DMV, Mike Mack is in the building.
What's good?
I was about to say,
man, y'all had me in the waiting room a little too long. I thought I was on the Mari Povich show or something.
Yeah, Mike, man.
Start talking shit out how it wasn't his kid.
But shout out to, of course, Aaron Donald, man. They should lower how many years it takes to get in the hall. He should go in next year. But I digress.
He's going next week. Fuck next year.
For real.
He should have been in the day he retired.
For sure. But yeah, man, moving on. Let me see what else we're moving on to. Shit. The NBA. It's getting down to the wire. It's a lot of stories being met. But, you know, I think it's time that we really start buying stock in the Thunder, man. I really, really think that the Thunder have a good chance to go to the West Conference Finals.
For sure. Hey, Christian, go ahead and talk your stuff, man.
Yeah, talk about one of your four teams.
I want to, but after seeing the Timberwolves play last night, I think Timberwolves might be that dark horse, bro. Like, no,
this could be the year. This could very well be the year.
They're the way they play defense all 48 minutes suffocates an opposing team's offense. It is insane. Yep. And, the fact they did this without their French baguette and cat, and they kept it close with the defending champs, says a lot right there.
I'm gonna tell you one thing. If they don't make it out of the second round, Carl Anthony Towns is getting traded.
I think Carl Anthony Towns is as valuable to that team as Julius Randle is to the Knicks.
I don't even know what that means.
it means he's an all-star, and it wouldn't hurt to have him, but he's also tradable for really good pieces because he's got that value up there. You could expand that team even better. If you win with him, cool. If not, your money guys and what's going to win you a championship is Anthony Edwards and Rudy Gobert. And Mike Conley's veteran presence.
He have left on his contract because I think he's a free agent in 26.
And McDaniels, too.
Jaden Daniels, not yet. If he's
a free agent in like 26, I would try next year, see what you can do with him fully healthy and a fully healthy squad and see the results. But if you don't get it done, then I would put him on the trading block. You can't let him leave for nothing.
Hell no.
Oh, no.
No, he's probably the most talented big man in the league, not named AD.
They got the same. Them two niggas. They got the same. Like they got the same mentality. Sometimes
they got the same DNA.
Sometimes they just alike. Yeah. It's just AD plays elite defense.
When is his contract up?
No, because he got a supermax that doesn't kick in until 24-25.
Oh yeah, he's there for the next 5 years. Forget that.
He's there for
no. However, him in Golden State wouldn't be terrible if you won. If you took
the words right out of my mouth, bro.
Hey, look, him in Golden State wouldn't be bad. Him and Steph to the end of his career.
Carl Anthony.
That would be perfect in Golden State.
I think a good place to see if you can get Cat if you want to trade him is the Nets. I think you can get Mikal Bridges off. You can get Mikal Bridges out of Brooklyn for Cat.
I need something else to go along with Mikal Bridges. I don't hate Mikal Bridges going along with him, but I need something else.
I don't know, man. Mikal Bridges in Minnesota would be nasty though.
It would.
I don't know why the Nets wanted to make Mikal Bridges a superstar when he's like, if he was a superstar.
Don't say Bruce Bowen.
He's best at trying to be Bruce Bowen. He's best at trying to. If Bruce Bowen can shoot, that's what Mikal Bridges is.
I think that year because he averaged 26, they wanted to see, okay, if we give him a full season, let's see what Mikal Bridges could do, and he's averaging like 23.
I think him alongside Ant and Rudy Gobert, crazy.
Yeah,
I want to make a statement, and I think it's a bold statement, but it's not. I think Anthony Edwards might be the first player since LeBron James or Kevin Durant to sell sneakers off of a moment on the court. Because everybody's been trying to buy that AE after he dunked on old boy last night.
Yeah.
That Anthony Edwards shoe has been gone. If you go look, like half the stock is just out of there.
I'm just gonna say John Collins letting Palm Beach down like that, he got to get it back in blood.
He ain't let Palm Beach down like that. He let himself down.
The fact that he didn't come back into the game.
Bro, he was out for a concussion.
He got a concussion. Yeah, he got a concussion.
A concussion? That's crazy.
He's in concussion protocol. I've never seen nobody get a concussion.
Sit him down for the rest of the year.
Yeah, bro.
I got to foul AE hard.
The John Collins mystique has been over, but that just was the nail in the coffin.
That was mystique.
I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't know concussion and pride was synonymous.
Yeah, bro. Like
sometimes I get they go hand in hand.
Bro was in that in that locker room, like, just make up some shit. Tell him I ain't coming out there. Just make up some shit. Oh, a fucking concussion.
Hey, like you said, he got dunked on. He was like, shit, my head hurt, dog.
Hey, and the reaction that Ant had after that shit, he was like, oh, goddamn.
No, hey, the worst part about it was the post
song before he looked at his hand. Before he looked at his hand, he's like, yeah, boy, I got you.
Hey, no. The worst part is after the game, when he looked at him, he said, little ass nigga.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, nah. You gotta run the fade after that.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
No, for real. Hold on. Let me just say this. We've seen Shaq dunk for 20 years, and AE is the first nigga to give a guy CTE from a dunk.
Yeah, bro. I'm telling you, I seen Shaq punching on everybody here, bro. And no, nah, bro. Years.
No, bro, did y'all see after the game, the kid was asking, like, he signed an autograph, the kid asked for his jersey. He like, nah, I got to get it from the Collins.
He dunked on the man that got traded to Utah but left his baby mama in Atlanta.
Wait a minute.
That's crazy. That's insane.
What do you mean, baby mama? You said the video?
No.
Oh, no, not that one.
John Collins. Who he dunked on? John Collins got traded to Utah. His baby mama stayed in Atlanta. That's the type of nigga he is.
Hey, man. That boy Ant Edwards. But yeah, bro. I mean, look, he's the future of USA basketball, man, because shit looking spooky all the way around.
We need an American player with some personality.
I'm saying, are you trying to live in wintertime in Utah? I don't think he could have got him to go over there.
Hell no. Nah. NBA Youngboy ain't trying to do that shit, and he's stuck over there.
Hey, Ant-Man, the best NBA doctor, in-game doctor since Vince.
True.
Mm.
But he don't want to answer
the I'm not one. Mad at that. I just, well, man. Ja want to have something to say.
Hey, let's not forget.
You think he better
than Russ?
I think so.
Okay.
In-game dunker? Yeah. Mm. Yeah, because but you want to know why? It's because Ja want to dunk on you. I think Ant does it out of necessity. That's why his dunks be so crazy. His leaping ability, bro,
is insane.
Ant also want to embarrass you. Like, if you ever met an Atlanta nigga, like a real Atlanta nigga, Ant is 100% an Atlanta nigga, bro. Like, they want to embarrass you. That nigga, like,
yeah, he like he just. It like you just play basketball. Just say, "Oh, hey, lad, boy."
yeah, bro. But okay, I'm not mad at that take. The best in game dunker since Vince.
What's Vince, that? Bro? Ja definitely up
over here. Rose.
Yes, bro. Jerry? I'm sorry. Ooh. Yes. Ooh. I'm sorry, bro.
Rapid fire. Top five in game dunkers. Earl, go
since 2000.
No, you go first since you didn't ask it.
So I'm going Russ, mm-hmm. I'm going Rose,
mm-hmm.
I'm going Braun,
mm-hmm.
Ant, mm-hmm. and Ja.
Since Vince, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go next. Give me Russ, Rose, Ant, Stoudemire, and Josh Smith.
Let me go in no order. Give me Blake Griffin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, sir.
Y'all forgetting the one person who.
BG.
Blake Griffin.
BG is ridiculous.
Give me Blake. Give me motherfucking. Give me Ant. Give me mm-hmm. Russ.
Mm-hmm.
Give me. Shit, in game dunkers. Give me Braun because every time Braun get a fast break dunk, it's like an event. Mm-hmm. Like the mm-hmm. camera pans out, like you see
the all crowd the camera phones and shit. He's be
you
waiting.
Know what? Also, you know what? Give me Bean. Give me in game Duncan Bean.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Especially old
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Yeah.
In game. Nah, 24 was a motherfucker too because you got so used to his game. Like
yeah,
so
that you forget
his mid-range that when he would pull it out. Oh, shit.
Like later in his career when he caught Gerald Wallace in them. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we did forget.
Give me D Rose, Russ, like y'all said, Bron. I gotta take that Blake Griffin. Then my last two, give me Terrence Ross and Gerald Green.
I'm not mad at those. I'm not mad at them. I'm not mad at them.
I was gonna go with names that y'all ain't said yet. Go ahead, then.
All right.
First off, Shannon Brown.
Okay. Okay. Yes, sir. Shannon Brown. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He ain't have enough.
Yes, sir.
Hey. Drop the ball with both hands.
Hey, Dale. That motherfucker would take off in Sacramento and dunk that bitch in L.A. All right, Shannon Brown. Okay.
And then obviously Blake Griffin. And, yep. And we're not putting Vince Carter on this list because
no, it's since Vince. Yeah, since Vince.
Oh, since Vince. Okay.
Yeah.
Blake Griffin. I said Blake Griffin, Shannon Brown. D Wade.
Yeah. Okay. I say
D Wade got a lot of yeah.
And then and then, like, the guys you mentioned, because those are the only unique guys I could think of. You know, Kobe, obviously, because Kobe used to get called.
But did Kobe have a lot of, like, crazy insane dunks?
Yes, shit, hell yeah. Well, I got you. Don't worry.
As he got older, Duncan
became that was arguably around the same time.
Yeah, that was – yeah, that really was around the same time, yeah.
It wasn't
–
okay, yeah.
Yeah, but – another one, like another sleeper one. I didn't name him because he missed his all time best dunk, DeMar DeRozan. Remember when he missed that dunk in the Olympic trials? If he would have made that dunk, I feel like
I think I know one on Mike's list. I think
LeBron, too,
but I'm gonna see. I think I know one on Mike's list.
Go ahead, Mike.
I'm gonna start with a big bro. I'm gonna go Dwight Howard.
Okay, okay, yes, sir. Boy, a lot of bodies. Yeah,
he had a bag. Like I'm just trying to name five people that y'all ain't named. So I'm gonna go Tracy McGrady.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Man, I'm trying to think. I'm just trying to think because I was gonna say, who Nard said. Nard said Gerald Green. So I was definitely gonna say him, but Nard already said him. So I'm gonna go Terrence Ross was a really good one, Nard. Hey, that was
no, hey, no, I can't. Yeah, no, hey, bro. He's still in the league, too. Still.
No, he just retired.
He retired?
He just retired.
Yeah, he retired.
Oh, damn. I was he signed with a team this year.
Hey, I just ripped.
Yeah, he retired earlier this year.
He signed with a team earlier this year, yeah.
Yeah, he retired earlier this year.
There's one that we didn't mention.
Hold on. Well, let's see. Let's let Mike finish his
list. We're
going to see if we got it.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to name new people, bro, because you went Blake. Y'all went Josh Smith. Y'all said JR?
Hey, I was wondering if somebody gonna bring him up. I was wondering if somebody gonna bring him up.
Swish got a lot, bro.
That joint in Denver when he went up.
Hey, listen, when they were playing the Spurs on a Thursday night, I know exactly what you're talking about. Right two before hands. Christmas. That bitch had he had the cool grays on.
Cool grays. Hey, I'm gonna go another one, bro. Kenneth Faried.
Yes, sir. Manimal? The Manimal.
Manimal was going crazy.
Hey, man. Yeah. Hey, man. Small story. I was working the building where the Spurs G League team played. Kenneth Faried was playing with them. Yeah, he's still hooping. The crazy thing, he our age.
Yeah, he's like 33, 34.
Like, you know what's crazy? Zach and Aaron Gordon are names, but they don't have like memorable in. Well, Aaron Gordon.
I can't think of nothing.
Aaron Gordon got that dunk on Christmas a year ago.
Yeah, but when I'm thinking of this list, I'm thinking like I could name you like five dunks from all of these guys.
Jason Richardson, Baron Davis,
B. Diddy.
I was gonna go Steve Francis.
Steve Francis is a nice pull, but one guy I we have a name or two actually I haven't heard DeAndre Jordan.
Yes. Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Rest in peace. And also Crash. I haven't heard Gerald Wallace.
I was gonna say Gerald Wallace.
Gerald Wallace. Yeah.
Say Crash next.
You know what it is? Gerald Wallace ain't necessarily dunk the prettiest, but his dunks were so hard. Like he just dunked hard, bro.
We ain't mentioned PG.
PG Young, Paul PG George had a lot. PG George got a lot. Of
I just remember Paul George's Indiana days and his OKC days. Yeah. That boy was jumping.
When these young players say how great he is, I understand it, bro.
You get it, bro. He's a prototypical player, bro.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
If you were to go on NBA Live right now and create a player, you'll model him after Paul George.
A realistic player, too. Not
the
7'3" nigga that can dunk.
No. Like a realistic player that has a whole bag. Yeah, him.
Yeah, bro.
I'll tell you one that wasn't really brought up.
Can dribble, can defend. Come on, bro. You can't teach that.
I'm going to give you one that we didn't bring up. And I mean, he's a superstar, but I don't think people really talk about him like that. Kevin Garnett, bro. Kevin Garnett got some posters. Oh, my goodness. He got some posters.
Hey, I'm going to give you an underrated one. Ray Allen.
Young Ray, Milwaukee, and Young Seattle.
Ray Allen
with
the fade. Yes, sir.
And, of course, how could we leave him out? We got to acknowledge before we move on. Jason Richardson, man. I mean, no question.
Yeah.
No brainer. Jay Rich. Come on, bro. Yeah, man. But overall.
What?
AI? On, AI? Had AI Allen did. Iverson? I don't know if I put him in this combo, but he did.
I'll say Allen Iverson not in this conversation.
I wouldn't put him in this combo, but
it's not for him not to be in the club, bro. You know what I'm saying? This ain't it.
I don't know if I put AI, because that's like saying
Richard Jefferson.
Young RJ, sir. Iguodala. Kmart too. Richard Jefferson, you're funny and all that. It's your boy.
Nah, he'll
catch you.
New Jersey RJ?
He will catch you.
When he dunked on Clay.
On Cleveland. That was when they won the title,
That was after they won the title. That was the Christmas.
Was that 16-17? Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, when Kevin Durant first got there in that game. Yeah. Yes. You're right. Damn. But yeah, man. Let's get to it while we're here. The meat and potatoes are while we're here. Everybody here, let's go ahead and do it. We're going to select this bracket together. We're going to make a conventional bracket. Y'all obviously know what time it is. It is bracket time.
March motherfucking madness.
Yes, we are going to do the men's bracket because, that's the more conventional
one. Women's bracket.
We'll do a women's bracket separately. But
I'm out.
Yeah.
hey, watch this here. Name five college basketball players right now.
Don't do that, Nard.
Man.
wrong.
They got.
Well, you can say Armando Bacon. All right. We're done here.
Caleb Love, Rob Dillingham.
The fact that you said Caleb Love, who's been in the league.
You know what's so funny, Nard? To have a little. You know what's so funny, Nard? To have a little inside, to have a little inside the NBA moment, real quick. You know how we was talking the other day. You were like, "Oh, the women superstars are recognized because they've been in college forever." And the second name you pulled up was a nigga that been in college since Obama been out of office, bro. You funny as hell.
He said Armando Bacon. Bro, the first name he said was Armando Bacon.
Armando Bacon.
We graduated high school in the same year, bro.
Here's what I'm saying, bro. not negating the fact that the men's game is taking a different route, but the only reason is because all of the best men's players that are going to go to the NBA do not play in the NCAA. Whereas it's different women. All the best female basketball players in the world, no matter where they fucking come from, they're going to colleges in America. It's not the same for men.
Okay. Look, I don't want to get into the convo. We got a lot to get into.
But it's the truth.
I mean, no, that part is true, but that doesn't negate the fact that.
I was thinking
there's reasons for everything.
Yeah, but
I was thinking about this earlier, bro. Earl, remember the other day you said we're talking about what's the center name, bro, that went crazy, had all that hype.
But Drew Timmy.
Drew Timmy. Bro, mm-hmm. Y'all think about, just give me a random college basketball name, bro, that whether y'all liked them, whether you didn't like them, just a random name that nobody even thinks about anymore.
Luther Head.
I used to hate Greg Pauls when he was a quarterback at Duke. I hated when we played quarterback.
Greg Pauls too. Yeah,
he played point guard at Duke, and then he played quarterback
at Syracuse. Yeah, I got one for y'all. Y'all remember Luke Herangode?
Yes, I do. Luke Herangode from Notre Dame. Yes, sir.
If I see him today, I might have to
fade.
I got another one for you. One that's kind of in the more favorable. Jack McClinton. Hey,
that's my guy.
Get the fuck off.
From Georgia
Tech. Jack McClinton used to get the fuck off, boy. But yeah,
Stromile Swift.
Yeah. Now, Stromile had a cup of coffee. He had a cup of coffee in the lead. That's another dunker. We ain't mentioned Stromile.
Coffee and a sandwich now. Hold on.
Yeah. Now, Stromile was in the league for a little minute. And he would dunk on your ass. Believe that. Stromile would dunk on you. But yeah, so pretty much I got the bracket up right here. We're gonna go through, do our selections, and I'm gonna make sure y'all can see everything. Make sure y'all can see this share screen. Yeah, I know. Okay. All right, let's share this. All right. Can y'all see this okay?
I can't see shit. Oh, now I can.
Yeah. All
right, cool. All right. Is it small? Let me see if I can present it correctly. There we go. All right. We're good.
That's cool.
Y'all boys technologically savvy.
All right. So let's get into it, man. Obviously, we know that some of the play-ins still going on. Colorado and Boise are playing the last of our first and fours. But
shout out Grambling State, by the way.
Yeah, shout out to Grambling, man, making it. Shout out to Grambling.
They won?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good work.
Grambling made it and Stetson made it. Shout out to Stetson.
Oh, good work.
Yeah. Yes, Stetson is going. The Hatters are going to play. Well, let's start with them. They are playing UConn. So, yeah. Go ahead and pick Stetson.
I really hate this because I'm looking at that second matchup, and I really don't want FAU to get out of there, but they finna get out of there. Let's go, UConn.
Let's go.
I thought the same thing when I was putting up my bracket.
Mm-hmm. Are we going UConn across the board, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, cool. All right. FAU versus Northwestern. FAU's been falling apart in the second half of that season.
Man, like crazy. Right, I'm still going with the Owls, though. So.
Yeah.
I'm going.
San Diego State, UAB. I'm going San Diego State.
San Diego State.
Should have been a 3-seed, but I hear.
UAB.
You going UAB?
Go for the upset.
San Diego State.
Who's that kid? What's the name of that kid on San Diego State? Cole.
DC Nuts.
Hi, Mike.
Some like retarded shit.
And I ain't gonna cap, bro. I don't know nobody in college basketball, bro.
Right.
Nobody does except for women's side.
I'm saying, bro, I know somebody who averaged – only person in college basketball I really know, bro, he averaged like 3 points and like 2 rebounds and 1 assist, bro. But they forced me to know him.
But
y'all know
I'm going San Diego
about,
State as well, yeah. But they got a senior on there. I think his name is Lee D. Lee D or something like that. They got some seniors on this one. Auburn versus Yale. Look, man, Bruce Pearl, man. Do it for Pops, Bruce Pearl.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, man.
Auburn.
Do it for Pops, Bruce Pearl. Give me Auburn. BYU at Duquesne.
Give me Duquesne.
Yeah, I like Duquesne because I watched a show called Top Boy. His name was Duchesne.
Hey, look at how brackets are filled out in America. Greatest sports podcast in the world.
Hey, look.
I went to Dairy Queen earlier. That started with a D, so I'm going to go ahead and pick Duquesne.
I know he ain't president no more, but I would still like to see Obama's bracket on live on TV.
I absolutely would. I think that they should make
that should be a mainstay. That should always be a mainstay because it brings intrigue to college men's college basketball.
Yo, listen, man, I'm telling you, it does. So we got two for Duquesne.
Give me Brigham Young, bro.
We got one for Brigham Young. We got three for Duquesne.
The white boys.
All right, going Duquesne.
Give me the fight, Jimmy Fredette.
Fighting Jimmy Fredette. And BYU.
Who you going with?
Okay. I'm going Duquesne.
If it goes to the higher seed.
I'm going Duquesne. Lock it up. All right. Morehead State of Illinois.
Give me the cleanie, bro.
Yeah, give me the fight in the line now, man. Come on, man.
Even though I would like Morehead State to win.
Drake at the fighting Clay Thompson's. Give me Wazoo, man.
Yep.
Give me Wazoo State.
This is no question for me. Iowa State. I think Iowa State. Iowa State. Yeah. Iowa State every year.
You know what's one of those teams you picked is about to get their ass beat.
I know, and I don't know who. But
I know who. Duquesne.
North Carolina at Wagner.
The Tar Heels, nigga.
Let's go, Wagner.
What you talking about?
Ceiling is the roof. The ceiling is the roof.
Wagner is the roof, baby.
I go Wagner.
Man, shut up. We go
shout out to Wagner. We are not
16 beat him one before.
Stop it.
It was a fighting Coach K's that lost.
However, if there's one coach in America I can see doing this, it's fucking Hubert Davis. Anywho.
Hubert Davis said he listened to Lil Durk, man. That's his favorite rapper.
Yeah, man. Shout out to
Lil Durk.
He loves his white wife. He loves
all right, her. Mississippi State at Michigan State. Give me Michigan State.
Give me Tom Izzo, man. Izzo needs another chance before you retire.
Give me the best name in college basketball, Tom Izzo.
If he doesn't get another one before he retires.
He only got one, right? Just 2000?
Yeah.
In 2000.
Oh, yeah, they went to the championship in 2014. They went to the championship in 2014. In 09, yeah, it went in 09, yep. Well, basketball is a little different.
But I don't know, man. We've seen multiple championships by a few guys.
Yeah, you're right.
Bill Self got more than one, right?
He got more than one. Yep. Bill Self got two.
He got two.
He got 08 and 2022.
So one with Chalmers and one with, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went against, didn't he win against Butler?
No.
He won against Memphis and won against who did they play that year?
North Carolina. Yeah. St. Mary's at Grant or versus Grand Canyon. St. Mary's. Alabama at Charleston. Let me get Bama.
Oh yeah, no.
Clemson at New Mexico.
I like Clemson.
New Mexico.
I do like Clemson.
I like New Mexico.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, Christian, stop looking at the
betting app. By the way, Christian,
you are the reason that Tyrese Halliburton is sad. Did you see what he said?
Yeah, I saw what he said, but I don't bet on him.
Like I'm a prop bet now, and I don't like it. He's going to therapy because of you, buddy.
Christian is single-handedly put Tyrese Halliburton in the slump.
First of all, I've never bet on him. He is a professional athlete, so stop hitting the unders, damn it.
Hitting on him to get 17 assists. What's wrong with
Baylor at Colgate.
I like Baylor.
Baylor.
Yeah, I'm going Baylor as well. Dayton at Nevada. Give me Nevada.
Give me Dayton.
I'm gonna go Dayton, bro. Give me the Flyers.
That's two to two.
I like Dayton.
Okay, that's 3-2.
They fighting?
Oh,
damn.
Donnie, who you got?
Oh, give me Nevada.
Ooh. All right, that's three on three. All right, now Dayton is the higher seed.
Tiger goes to the higher seed.
Dayton Dayton it is. Zona versus Long Beach. Come on, man. Zona. Zona. Stop playing.
Oh, come on.
Hey, did y'all see that funny shit with Long Beach State? They fired their coach, but they let him coach the last game.
Yeah, and they let him. Yeah, exactly. And they fired him, but they let him coach.
Mm-hmm. Hey, if Long Beach State win, that's gonna be a dope. It's gonna be a dope Snoop Dogg moment that's gonna come out of that.
Yep. Houston at Longwood. It's Houston.
H-Town.
Absolutely.
Nebraska at Texas A&M. At 8-9, Nebraska. I'm going Texas A&M.
Nebraska. I like A&M.
Asian dude on it. Oh, he does play for Nebraska, don't he? Yeah, no, hell no. That's the story right there. Yeah, let me get Nebraska.
Who's playing for Nebraska?
They call him Asian Steph Curry.
I've seen his highlights. He go crazy.
Yeah. Let me get Nebraska. This is the perfect time for them to start cooking.
I'll take Nebraska.
Give me the Aggies. I'll take the Aggies.
Too. Okay.
Nebraska.
All right. Wisco versus James Madison.
Wisconsin. Although I hope James Madison wins. You know, if I'm there in Virginia, so maybe hopefully they
get it done.
But
Wisco as well. Duke versus Vermont. Let me get Duke.
Let me Duke.
Yeah, I'm going to go Duke. I'm going to go Duke. If Coach K was still there, I'd pick Vermont.
Shut your mouth.
It's more satisfying when they lose on Coach K.
And they did lose to Mercer.
It would feel so good.
All right.
He was Nae-Nae all on ESPN.
I like North Carolina State.
Texas Tech. Texas Tech version. I do, too. I like NC State as well in this.
No, I like Tech. Give me Tech.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Tech, too.
Give me Tech.
Okay,
me
that's Tech. 2-2. That's man, 3-2. State shit
from the run off. Where you at? Texas Tech, North Carolina State.
Oh, give me Texas Tech.
Okay, there it is. Well, Nar, we'll be right on that day. Don't worry about it. Y'all Kentucky versus Oakland.
Give me Cal and them.
All right. Florida versus Colorado, boys. I think Florida's prime
give
for
a
really deep run. Florida's been balling. Yeah. Marquette at Western Kentucky. I got
Marquette.
Fighting D Wade's. Purdue versus Grambling. It's been a great run, Grambling.
Upset. Nope.
Boy, listen.
You got Grambling for the Christian, upset.
They ain't got nobody on that team taller than 6'5, boy. Edie finna have Christian, a fair game.
Purdue's over. Purdue's over, brother.
Purdue. I would love
every day.
I would love them to get more money. Nope.
I would too.
Bro, but hell no. Bro, Edie is a whole 7 inches taller than they tallest person. Bro.
Yeah, bro. No. No, they about to feed. He might have 50 in that game. They about to feed the paint on that.
They're not fit the bully ball they went into a win.
Yes, they are.
Bro, this man finna have 30 and 10 shooting 90% from the field.
Oh my god, bro. State.
They not them small. The miniature people.
No, yeah, bro, ain't no way. Utah State to TCU.
Give me TCU, man.
Yeah, I think I'm going TCU as well.
Give me TCU.
Bang, there it is.
All right. Zags versus McNeese. Give me Gonzaga.
Zags.
Zags.
Yeah,
Kansas at Samford. Is Bill Self coaching? Is he coaching?
Why isn't he? Why wouldn't he be?
No.
He had health issues up until recently.
Yeah. Earlier in the season, but he back. Yeah.
Okay.
Rockshock Jayhawk.
Give me the Hawks.
All right. Cool. South Carolina versus Oregon.
Is it the South Carolina women's team? Because it's not. I'm going with the Ducks.
I'm going
South Carolina. I'm going Oregon. Actually, let me get Oregon. Oregon. Fuck
South Carolina.
Can Don Staley coach this team too?
If Don Staley was coaching, I would say South Carolina.
I'm taking them all the way if Don Staley that coach.
Shit. let me get Oregon.
Definitely give me Oregon.
All right, there it is. Creighton at Akron.
I'm picking
Creighton.
Akron because I need a LeBron tweet. I need a LeBron tweet.
Always new. Just a kid from Akron, baby. Does anybody know where I can watch X-Men?
Been watching them all season.
Been what?
We're watching them all season.
Watching them all season is crazy.
Always new insert Akron's best player was
gonna be a star. We gonna see LeBron with an Akron hat on in his house talking about always on in the James gang house.
He used to play at the University of Akron, so
yeah, as a high schooler.
Yeah,
but we all know that man.
That's where he should have said, "Hey, that's where Bronny should have went on some real shit."
He should have, so he can.
Bronny and Bray should have went to Akron.
Yeah, the Zips. All right, Texas at Colorado State. Hook 'em on.
Hook 'em.
Should have went to Kent State, low key.
They should have went to Bethune. Never mind. All right,
hey, no, Tennessee.
Facts. They should have look. What you got to lose?
No,
I see you by the beach.
Yeah.
Probably the closest one to the beach.
Tennessee at St. Peter's.
Give me 10.
Yeah, man.
Tennessee.
Hold on. St. Peter's is that school that just went on that.
Oh, they are. Just not tomorrow. Just not that day.
Okay.
They are. Not that day. I feel you. All right. I hate Mike. You said it earlier, and I agree with you. UConn advancing over FAU, man. It is
really. Yeah, I hate that to you, but
they get home squad, home team apart of them.
Hey, wasn't FAU an 8 seed last year?
I think so. Yeah.
No,
They were a low
9 seed. Okay, they were a 9 seed. Okay, yeah. 9 seed. I think Miami was an 8 seed, if I'm not mistaken.
No,
Miami was a
8 seed. That was the year before. Okay, it was a year.
We were a higher seed. We're like fourth or third, somewhere around
okay.
there.
They were a 4 seed last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said, didn't Miami win the ACC last year?
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
No, we won the regular season. We didn't win the postseason.
The tournament.
Okay.
We didn't win the postseason.
San Diego State at Auburn. Let me get Bruce Pearl in Auburn.
Auburn.
Yeah. Auburn.
Auburn.
Duquesne at Illinois. Let me get Illini.
Illinois.
Duquesne.
Okay. We got one for Duquesne.
Give me Duquesne.
Illinois.
Two for Duquesne.
Give me Illinois.
There it is. Illinois locks up. All right. Washington State at Iowa State. Or Ooh. Not at, but versus
I like Iowa State.
I got Iowa State for the Cavs.
That's a nice one.
Yeah, let me get Iowa State. Wrap that shit up. North Carolina versus Michigan State. Go ahead, Nart. I know you want to.
Michigan State.
I know.
I'm going Michigan State, too.
This nigga here,
man. Let's get it.
That's two for Michigan State.
Give me. I'm not going against them heels, nigga.
Did anybody's plug not reach them and they want to give a real answer?
Izzo is tight. Michigan State.
Michigan State. So we have three for Michigan State. All
right. Let's go. Mike. Mike.
Go ahead, Mike.
A to the is out. V to the is out. Wow. We're doing
it. No, I got Carolina, bro. I got Carolina winning.
All right. 3-3 higher seed. 3-3 higher seed.
This motherfucker.
Yay, pick Carolina. All right. This ain't about who you like. This is about who you think going to win.
Michigan State got the better coach. They do.
That's all they got the better of.
They better scheme y'all ass out this tournament.
Yeah, I know.
Scheme. Right. I got a 27-year-old.
Yeah, that nigga getting ready to take his kid to daycare tomorrow. Man, cut it out. All right. Alabama. Yes. Funny, yeah, him man. And Baycott. Him
I
and Baycott.
I was going to say, man, they kids are
Hey, bro, I just realized Armando Baycott looked like Michael Beasley. This is crazy.
Motherfucker, yeah, Armando Baycott not, kid bro. Getting ready.
Armando Baycott like that. He like the anchovies off SpongeBob, bro.
Yo.
Did you call him a nematode?
Oh, my God.
Bro.
That is what he looked like.
Tell me he don't look like him, bro.
You're not wrong. You're wrong, but you're not wrong.
That's funny. So he called him a nematode. All right. Bama and St. Mary's. Give me Bama.
Where's St. Mary's located?
New Jersey City.
Jersey City.
I'm going with the Southern people in Alabama. Avery Johnson.
Yeah, it is. No, St. Joe's is in St. Joe's is in Jersey. St. Mary's in Chicago.
Chicago? Oh, okay. Give me Bama. Avery Johnson's still a coach, right?
It's on the West Coast. I think it's in Washington.
Where the hell is St. Mary? No, what's the then what's the
St. Peter's is Jersey? My fault.
St. Peter's is Jersey. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
St. Peter's is Jersey. Not coaching Alabama no more.
Mm-hmm. Nah, Avery not. Avery not.
No, he's been gone.
That's crazy.
St. Mary's.
Oh, that was in California.
St. Mary's University is in. Well, hold on. All right, now hold on. Now, what the fuck? Okay, basketball. Because there's one in Texas. Is one to go. Hold on. Give me a second. All right, it's SMU.
The West Coast, it's in the West Coast Conference.
They are in
California.
California. Yeah.
I said it is in California.
Okay, I was about to say there's two SMUs.
It's a lot of them. It's a lot of St. Mary's universities in this country.
Okay.
SMU is Southern Methodist.
Yes, sir, yes. SMU. Southern, yeah. All right. Anywho, I'm going Bama.
I'm going Bama.
I don't care about nothing but the Tide.
Care nothing but the Tide.
Clemson at Baylor. It's going to be an intriguing matchup.
Give me Baylor.
They've been falling off low key though, bro.
Give me the Bears.
I'm still going with the Bears though.
Okay.
Give me.
That's three.
Bear. Give me the Tigers.
I'm going Clemson Tigers as well. ACC supremacy.
I'm going Baylor.
ACC supremacy. I'm being biased and I don't care.
Yeah, but Clemson made it. They ain't got it.
Yeah, Nardo, where you at?
Clemson.
They will not. Clemson. All right, there it is. Lock it up. Dayton, Arizona. No question for me. Arizona.
Arizona.
No, it wasn't a tie. It was 4-2.
It was 3-3.
It was. Oh wait. Who all said Clemson? My fault.
I said
Clemson.
I said Baylor.
Yeah.
I said Baylor.
Donnie said the Tiger. Oh, then it's Baylor. Okay. Yeah. All right, cool. My fault. Come on, man. Houston and Nebraska, no question there. It's Nebraska. It's getting that L.
No, I think Nebraska.
Over Houston. Okay.
Yeah.
You are on a crack.
You are.
No, give me Houston.
Give me Ace time. Wait, hold up. Wait a minute. Wait. Houston Cougars, they gave Drake a jersey.
Oh, fuck.
Shoot. Then pick Nebraska. Pick Nebraska.
You going Nebraska.
Whatever Drake bets with, go the opposite.
We might have to long. They gave Drake a jersey. I forgot about
it. It's not going to come into play until the Final Four.
That's a good point.
Social media. That's what's
going on. You're right.
Hey, what are you going to do when he end up playing against Kentucky? You going to have a half Houston, half Kentucky jersey on?
You don't know.
I'm trash, man. All right. We going Houston?
Yeah.
All
right, Houston it is. Wisco versus Duke. Let me get Duke.
Give me
the Badgers.
Okay, that's one.
Bro, why are we still talking, bro? We already had three for Duke, bro.
He's got to be four.
Bro, they the best seed.
Oh, yeah, that does guarantee it. Once you have three, they're
not high seed. Oh, I didn't. Oh, okay, well, shit. I've been waiting on four for the rest of these. We could have been through this quicker. All right. Texas Tech and Kentucky. Let me get Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Let me get Rob Dillingham.
All right, Florida, Marquette. Again, I'm going seven. I'm going Florida.
I'm going Florida, bro.
I'm going Marquette.
Smash Mouth Basketball.
For the Gators? Marquette. All right.
I like Marquette.
That's 3-3. All right. Well, Marquette advances.
Marquette it is.
All right. Purdue, TCU.
Give me
the Boilermakers. Boilermakers.
Size or Purdue. Skill, I got Purdue.
Yeah. Boilermakers.
That's it already.
Yep. Kansas and Gonzaga. It's going to be a nice 4-5 matchup.
I got Kansas, though.
I
got
Kansas, too.
Give me Kansas. I do as well. Yeah.
Give me the Hawks. Give me the Hawks.
Oregon versus Creighton. I'm going Oregon.
I'm going Creighton, bro.
Big home.
Creighton.
Give me Oregon.
Oregon.
I think Creighton got the easiest route to the Final Four.
They probably do because a lot of these teams are Texas, Tennessee.
Horn.
I'm going Tennessee.
Give me Tennessee.
Hook 'em horns.
I like Texas as well. Dale, are you gonna make it four or is it gonna be tied three?
Give me Tennessee.
All right, Tennessee is. All right. We're in the Elite Eight.
Oh man.
Holy shit. I think I just fucked up.
Ooh, I see you, Draymond.
Did I fuck up?
Don't tell me to restart everything.
Oh!
Oh, hell
no. Oh! We lit. We good. No, we good.
We had us in the first half. I ain't gonna lie.
Woo! Boy, they had us.
I was about to say, this has been a great episode of Guessing from
Facts.
Hey, listen, we'll do the rest later. UConn, Auburn. All right. Look.
Give me Bruce Pearl. I like UConn.
Give me UConn.
Give me UConn.
That's three to the high seed. Let's do it.
That's three. All right. Iowa State, Illinois. Let me get Iowa State.
Iowa State.
I like Iowa State scoring
on. I do too.
All right. I was going to go
Carolina, Bama.
I'm a fucking Bama.
All right. At a certain point, dog, you got to stop being biased. Carolina, man.
Give me them heels.
Yeah, actually, no. Give me Bama.
Bama.
Let's go.
Oh, this is disgusting. Bama. This is fucking disgusting. All right, that's three. That's three.
Mike, let's go, Mike. Let's go, Mike.
I'm sorry, dog. Roll Carolina.
All right, that's three. Who didn't vote yet? Who didn't vote?
I said the Hills.
Oh, there we go. All right, that's it, Carolina. All right. That's 3-3. All right. Clemson, Zona. Let me get Zona, man. They got
Arizona.
Arguably one of the best players
in Arizona.
Yeah, man. All right. Be very careful with this. There we go. All right. I can't believe Florida got knocked out. Duke and Houston.
I like Houston.
Houston is a sneaky pause big team. They're athletic. I like them.
Can you be sneaky as a one seed?
Houston has consistently done their thing in the tournament the last few years, and I don't see why they're
missing. Yeah.
All right, I'm going A Sound as well. You convinced me.
I'm going.
That's great.
Houston.
All right. Yeah. Kentucky, Marquette. Let me get Kentucky.
Give me Marquette.
I like Marquette, bro. Haven't been sold on Kentucky all season.
Marquette.
That's three. There it is. All right.
Damn it.
Sorry, Nard. We'll be right again. Purdue, Kansas.
Give me Kansas. This is Purdue.
Oh, shit. We
didn't Kansas. I like Kansas in the crunchy situations.
Give me Purdue.
This is where I feel like talent is going to outshine that side shit.
I'm going to be real. I'm going Kansas as well. I like Bill Self to understand what to do to get past this round. Even though every game is a different game still.
I think Kansas is going to pull off against Purdue, yeah.
That's three.
Who hasn't voted? No, we need four. It's a lower seed.
We need four. Yeah, that's right. It needs four. Thank you.
Well, I picked Purdue already.
So. All right. That's one.
Christian, who you pick?
Oh, give me Kansas.
All right.
That's four. All right, that's four. All right. Tennessee and Creighton. Mike, you said they got the easiest path to the Final Four, so I know that's one for you.
Yeah, I got Creighton.
I like the Blue Jays.
I'm going to go with Creighton as well. That's three.
Give me Creighton.
Give me the McDermott.
That's four. There it is.
Oh, there it is. Isn't that for the coach?
Yeah.
All right. UConn, Iowa State.
UConn.
Give
me UConn.
This is the Elite Eight, everybody. It's the Elite Eight.
The Elite Eight.
Let me go Iowa State.
Okay. Man, give me UConn. Give me UConn.
There we go. That's three. Yeah,
that's three. There it is. That's it.
UConn.
North Carolina, Arizona.
Caleb Love, get his game.
I am actually going Arizona. I'm going Arizona.
It stops right here.
It stops here. I'm going Arizona. Yep.
Right here. I'm going there. The reason why I say agree it stops as well. Because if it doesn't stop right here, my heart like goes into the game.
All Well, if it doesn't, I have North Carolina winning the whole thing. But I have Arizona beating Carolina. I think Arizona is a team that could have knocked them out if they played in the ACC tournament.
Right.
They're clearly better than NC State.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Yes.
Give me Arizona.
After what I've seen against NC State,
Arizona.
That's four. Let's go. All right. Houston versus Marquette.
H-time.
You had a good run, Marquette. I'm going
Marquette.
Yep.
That's three.
Yep. All right, that's three.
Marquette. You're losing by 15 right here. You had a good
Creighton,
run.
Kansas.
Bills back to the finals.
Kansas as well for me. Mike, I know you said Creighton.
Nah, the white boys up out of here.
All right, our final four is UConn versus Arizona, Houston versus Kansas. Two number ones, a number two, and a number four. That's a good ass final four.
It is. I'm going with Arizona. UConn.
I'm gonna tell you something, Christian. I agree with your mistake. I think Arizona has the best player out of all this matchup. Give me Arizona.
Give me Arizona, man.
I'm going UConn.
UConn's too big, Paul.
That's two.
Give me Zona.
That's three.
Let's go.
We need one more.
Y'all ain't going to get it. I'm sorry. Let's go Huskies.
All right. UConn back in the championship. Houston or Kansas?
I'm going to tell you what's going to mess this game up right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nard just alluded to it in the Elite Eight. Caleb Love going to get his revenge against UNC. And he's going to do the same thing he did when he was at UNC. He's going to go to filling himself, and then he's going to shoot his team out of the game like he did at North Carolina.
That's a good point.
Exactly. Why is it in Arizona?
All right. So, Houston versus Kansas.
I like Bill Self, man.
I got the Cougars.
Okay.
I like Bill Self.
Let's go.
As much as I hate Kansas.
One more. Let's bring it home. That's four. Kansas to the championship.
All right. Kansas versus UConn.
UConn Huskies.
Rock chop.
Shout out to Dan Orlovsky.
Yeah, I'm going UConn.
Give me UConn.
I'm going UConn.
I'm going UConn. I'm going to vomit if Bill Self gets two titles in the past 3 years. I don't know.
All right, what's the score?
I was gonna go 79-71.
I like that. It's gonna be a late run that's gonna end that shit early, and they're gonna be partying with about 20 seconds.
All right, but
yeah, I like that. 79-71.
It's gonna be a close game, then the free throws gonna kill it.
Yeah,
you're gonna do a couple intentional fouls.
So what are we going? 79 is the winner. What are we doing to loser?
79-75.
Okay, I'm not mad at 75. Close game. Maybe come down to foul. Free throws.
I'm going a little bigger gap than that. I'm going to go – I said 71. I think like 70, 74.
Okay.
I would say 69.
79. Okay. Can we lock it in at 71? That sound about the average.
71 by the average.
71. All right. 79-71. Yeah. Finish the bracket.
That's exactly what I said right there. Hey, let's get it, Saudi.
All right.
God damn. Y'all got the
plan.
He's winning again.
They do.
Hey, listen. That's how this guy comes out, though. You know what I'm saying? Pause. Because throughout, you have to get the votes. And then nobody really – how many of us really had UConn winning?
You got to play the tournament. Exactly.
To pick UConn. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's interesting how votes make it shape to something that none of us individually would have even picked.
Now, if any of this does happen and we happen to win that $1 million prize, it was on my Wi-Fi, so I'm taking most of the money, and I'll give y'all niggas like $20.
Excuse me?
Earl, I know where you live.
I like what they do defensively. I like what they do with special teams. I like you,
Okay. Well, yeah, man. Should we happen to win $1 million? It was on my Wi-Fi, and well, I'm taking most of the money. I'll give y'all niggas a check for $25 in the mail. All right, till next week. We out.
You gonna have to see me.
I'm trying to get packed up.
No, man, but for real, man. Appreciate y'all, bro. Damn, Christian really left. That's crazy. Appreciate Donnie coming through. Let's check the comments real quick. Let me see where we at. Cinderella White Boy. Cinderella Crackers. Cinderella Crackers is crazy. But yeah, man, this was fun. Y'all know we do this every year anyway. So we got that out the way. We talked about Aaron Donald. Oh, real quick before we go. Mike Tyson, when is the fight versus Jake Paul? Is that this weekend?
July 21st.
Oh, so we got a while before we got to talk about that.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll get back
to July 21st.
Dale, what's going on in the mixed martial arts world or shit, combat world in general?
Niggas fighting.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Niggas do be fighting in the mixed
Niggas do be fighting.
Niggas be fighting, man.
The same thing I used to say in the club in 2010. Niggas be fighting. All right.
They still fighting in the club.
Man, that shit crazy. All right. Yeah, man. Well, again, Donnie, man, appreciate you falling through, bro. As always, everybody tap in. We're hanging with the crew each and every week on all your DSPs.
Also, the $299 card. Was that what you was asking? Nah,
man, I was just fooling around. But we're going to actually get back to that because it's coming up on Cinco de Mayo weekend. We got to get ready. Shout out to the guys.
It happened. It happened on I was talking about the one that just happened on March 9th.
Oh, no, I'm not going to lie. I was getting ready to shut this down, brother. When you know, if you was going to insert the end results, should have did that about 2 minutes ago. But yeah, man. till next week, we out.
Peace.
Oh man, y'all boys get y'all some rest.